This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least 17 people now known dead in the storms that are battering California.
The sound of the Ventura River raging in California. Selena Flores escaped her nearby mobile home at the last minute.
Debris began to take the fence of our enclosure down and just bring in mud, trees, and everything and destroy.
Governor Gavin Newsom says at least 17 people have died from the storms.
We've had less people die in the last 2 years of major wildfires in California than have died since New Year's Day.
Thousands have been ordered to evacuate homes and towns with histories of mudslides. And forecasts show another storm system lining up to wallop California this weekend. I'm Ben Thomas.
Republicans want U.S. intelligence to do a damage assessment after word the government documents marked classified were found at President Biden's former office area in Washington. The president says,
I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office.
He says his attorneys did what they should have done. They immediately called the National Archives about the discovery. The Justice Department is reviewing the documents. In Paris, a man with a knife attacked and wounded six people at a train station this morning before being shot and wounded by police. No word yet on a motive. In Texas, a former suburban Houston police officer was executed last night for hiring two people to kill his estranged wife nearly 30 years ago. Robert Fratta was 65. He had no final words. At the Golden Globe Awards, winners included Steven Spielberg's The Fabelmans and Abbott Elementary. Nobody won Mega Millions last night. The jackpot is now about $1.3 billion. This is AP News. The latest now in the COVID vaccine and the U.S. military. The AP's Norman Hall.
The Pentagon has ended its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for troops. The Pentagon formally dropped its COVID-19 vaccination mandate, but a new memo signed by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also gives commanders some discretion in how or whether to deploy troops who are not vaccinated. Austin's memo had been widely anticipated ever since legislation signed into law on December 23rd gave him 30 days to rescind the mandate. Austin's memo says the department will continue to promote and encourage COVID-19 vaccinations for all service members. The contentious political issue forced more than 8,400 troops out of the military for refusing to obey a lawful order when they declined to get the vaccine. Norman Hall, Washington.
The national average price for a dozen eggs is now $3.59, up from $1.72 a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.